So, today on the show, we have the women.
Not all the women.
We have a representative sample of women. There's two of them. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
No. Oh. Awkward.
What single ability that an animal has would you most like to have? And how would it make your life better?
Naked mole rats are immune to cancer. So I feel like that's a pretty good one.
Wow, you just pulled out the trump card of this conversation.
Yeah, you good science us.
Yeah, I was going to say that dogs get to sleep all day. Our dogs get to sleep all day.
Jeff, do you have one?
I always thought it was cool that the platypus had like a poison like dew claw, basically.
Right.
It's like a claw on its wrist. So random.
Would you have that? Like, would you have one on your wrist, or would it be just one of your fingers that was poisonous?
I'd make it like up on my forearm, like near my elbow, just so awkward.
And how would that make your life better?
It won't until it will.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
until I really need it to. Probably going to lay pretty dormant.
I mean, there's lots of things that, how far cats can jump. I'm sure that would come in handy.
Yeah,
how fast lots of animals are.
I'm going to say flying. I can't believe nobody picked that yet.
Yeah, obviously birds.
Yeah.
Would I need to have wings?
I'm going to say yes.
Would I need to have very light bones?
Yeah, hollow-ass bones.
And very long. Well, then I'm just a bird. I'm not a
bird. Yeah, these are multiple abilities, which add up to just being a bird.
I do think all of your answers were very creative, though. So I'd like to commend the three of you for that.
Someone's probably going to fact-check me on the cancer thing.
No, I think it's true. Yeah, okay. I just read that recently.
Yeah.
But what about, like, a worm? You can just cut it in half.
That's not true. I know where you're going with that, and that's not how it works.
They don't survive? That's an urban legend?
Yes.
Is there any? I thought some snakes did that, too.
What?
Is that a lie?
No, they've only got one brain.
Well, don't say it like it's obvious. There's no place for a brain in a snake. There's no place for a heart in a snake.
Yeah, in the middle-ish.
That's a good song. Where there ain't no place for no heart in no snake.
I love it. What animal quality would you not want to have?
Ooh. Probably skin shedding. Like, I mean, even though it kind of happens already. Yeah, like little bits.
You don't want to molt, though, and be like pink and tiny and have to find a new.
Yeah. I don't want to have to like sacrifice a day where I just can't move because my skin is so tight until it just cracks off me and then I just peel it off.
Or like a hermit crab where you keep growing until you're too big for your house and you have to get a new house.
That would be kind of sweet if you never stopped growing.
Not if you lived in Toronto, it wouldn't be.
True.
So sad.
Or you know how some dogs have issues with their anal glands and need to get them expressed.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that on my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't humans have anal glands, or do we?
Isn't...
What?
Is that what... No, never mind.
Are you going to say, is that what a prostate is?
I was going to say
I don't
that.
Think that's what a prostate is. So we were just talking about one of the questions, which may or may not make it in, was, would you rather lay an egg than have a period? And we were talking about how some animals have orifices that are used for multiple things. So that would be mine that I don't want to have is a cloaca.
The unihole.
So gross.
So terrible. All right, do ducks have that? No, the duck has like the spiral vagina.
Yes, ducks have labyrinth vaginas for anti-rape measure.
Would you want that?
Me personally, no. I wouldn't.
What about like one of those like frogs that can like become enormous by just like inflating itself?
Or a pufferfish.
Yeah, or a pufferfish. Except yeah. I don't want to be a fish. I want to be a land-based animal that can inflate itself.
I'm not really that into that.
How would that make
you're not into balloon people?
So it wasn't part of the question, how would that improve your life?
Yeah, how would that make your life better?
You could, I don't know, probably like store more air and like breathe underwater for longer. Or, like, be, like, a really good diver.
But if you want, like, then let's just be, like...
A fish. Yeah, gills.
Okay, wait. Maybe I could get big enough that I was light enough to float.
You can float.
In the air, not in water.
You know what'd be fun? You know how, you know, spinner dolphins? Have you ever seen a video of a spinner dolphin?
What's a spinner dolphin?
It's a dolphin that spins. They just look like they're having such a blast all the time.
What do you mean spins?
When they jump, they twirl. Oh.
You can jump and twirl right now.
Not out of the water at high speeds alongside a boat.
It would actually be really cool to be like a shark or a dolphin. Like, what's like the fastest swimming thing?
Yeah.
Swordfish.
Really?
I don't know.
Maybe. That's probably what the sword is for. Yeah. But yeah, because
sailfish. Sailfish, I think, is really the answer.
Okay.
I'm gonna look it up.
But like, to be able to swim as fast as those are, like, it's like the equivalent of flying like 400 miles an hour or something, right?
Yeah. Super cool. We sort of glossed over having gills to breathe underwater. Like, I would take that as an animal power, because I don't think it would, you could have it without it like fucking up your life too much, like on land.
Yeah,
they made a movie about that. It was called Waterworld, and they did not seem to have a good time.
Yeah, but that's because the whole world was water.
Yeah. Kevin Costner owned that place with his gills.
Yeah. I would take that ability. That'd be pretty fun.
Follow up. I was right. It's the sailfish, 68 miles per hour.
Dang.
That's not that fast, though.
Yes.
But think of all the resistance.
Yeah, compared but still, to air. Like, I wouldn't take the sailfish power if I could only go 68 underwater. Because, like, I can go faster in a boat.
Does anyone know what that is in knots?
No.
What if we could, like, make our own honey or something? That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. But how do bees make honey?
They get
pollen.
Nectar. Pollen is a different thing.
Okay.
And don't they just, like, spit it out into... Yeah.
I don't think there's much stopping us from making our own honey, except, like, we need, like, little spindly fingers to get pollen. And then we need to just...
How do they make... How does it switch into honey, though?
I don't know.
How is the honey generated?
Right. I wish I knew more about this. I regret bringing it up.
It's something about their puke. You're right.
Yeah.
They got to mix it with their...
But it's like an organic thing that comes out of them?
Yeah.
They don't make it in the hive. Because I always pictured like a honey assembly line in the hive. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was... Like, that's gross. Sure, I don't want to eat honey anymore.
They kind of are assembling it. It's just they're... Part of it is ingesting it.
Like, yeah. That's slightly disturbing to me. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I don't think that I would take that power either. It just seems gross, like, and sticky all the time.
It's just not that hard to get honey now.
That's fair.
True. More trouble than it's worth.
You could probably name any animal and there'd be part of that animal that would be sweet.
Hamster. Russian dwarf hamster.
They're adorable. Much cuter than I'll ever be.
Yeah, but then...
Just adorable. Like, if I just had the aura of adorableness that matched a Russian dwarf hamster, I think my life would be a lot better.
A lot better? Wow.
Did you know that if you have two male Russian dwarf hamsters in the same cage, that they'll bite each other's heads off or try to?
I didn't know that specifically, but that makes sense. I believe it. Because a lot of solitary animals, the males... will be very competitive and kill each other. It's true of gerbils as well.
Mm-hmm. And leopard geckos.
We briefly touched on running really fast, but I'm not sure that would improve your life all that much. There are people that can run really fast already.
Yeah, I might take that though, because I'm such a bad runner that I would take like a what's a really bad running animal?
Frog.
Okay. I don't think they can.
How about like a moderate running animal?
I had considered saying something about long distance running and that kind of thing, but that wouldn't override my personality, and I would still be lazy, and it's not like I would run.
Well, people say that about flying too. Like, if we could fly, we probably wouldn't, because it would be hard exercise, right?
Yeah. Interesting.
So,
checks out.
Do you suffer from the inability to see things? Are things blurry? is that sometimes, like, you gotta rub your eyes really for a long time and it feels good, but it doesn't make the things look any better. Maybe you need eye lenses. They're like telescopes for your eyes, but it's one for each eye, and they are held on by a thing.
Are you talking about glasses?
I'm trying to sell something here.
What percentage of your pants have pockets?
Ugh.
Do fake pockets count?
Well, I think we should get into that. Like, I bet there are listeners that...
No, fake pockets don't count.
Fake pockets don't count.
I don't think the fake pockets count either, but I bet there are listeners that don't even know. Like, I feel like our audience is like 14-year-old boys for the most part, so they probably don't know that women's pants have fake pockets. So we should explain what that even is first. Like, you guys have a thing that looks like a pocket, but it's not... There's nothing in there. You can't put anything in there.
It's just a seam.
Yeah, sometimes it's just a seam, and sometimes it's a very small pocket bag that is virtually useless.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, there are small ones?
Yeah, like small enough that you like can get like
a couple fingers in.
Yeah.
It's like they're basically like the change pockets we have inside our real pockets.
Yeah, we have those and they're just bonus pockets.
Yeah, on dude pants.
To answer the question, all of my pants have pockets, but not all of my pants have all the pockets.
Okay, fair enough.
All of my pants have at least two pockets.
Do dresses have pockets ever?
Yep.
Yeah. Big selling feature.
Mm-hmm.
But and not all of them do.
You cannot compliment a woman on her skirt or dress that has pockets without her sticking her hand in her pockets and saying, "Thanks, it has pockets."
Truth.
This seems awful, and I guess is why you have purses, right? To compensate?
Yeah, if you look in at the history of women's purses / lack of pants.
It's correlated?
Not lack of pants, but lack of pockets in pants.
Yeah.
It's related.
Yeah.
So we used to have a little purse that we would wear under our dress or whatever, and then like slits in our...
Oh, yes, I've heard of this. So the dress slits, you just reached through into the pocket that was strapped to your body.
Yeah.
Which just seems really weird. That's like extra layers of clothing. And then you have to like fish around and find the pocket that's strapped to you. It's like a fanny pack
underneath.
Under a dress, and then the dress has a hole in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It seems pretty simple to me.
I mean, it's a simple, like...
I could have thought of that.
Mechanically, but it's a dumb idea. Like, I bet a lot of things got dropped, and then they just fell at the bottom.
I think it's a better system, because then you can have a more sturdy pocket, like a leather pouch, as opposed to your crappy dress pockets. And then you can just transfer all your items. I'm going to start doing this.
Have you ever seen a lab coat? A doctor's lab coat? It's like
I've seen one.
They don't have pockets. They have holes where the pockets would be, so they can just put stuff into their scrubs pockets.
Oh, really?
What?
Lab coats don't have pockets?
Well, a lot of them. They just have a hole. A lot of them just have a hole where you'd put... Because you're taking your lab coat on and off, you're putting different lab coats on, so you don't want to put stuff in a lab coat pocket that you're not going to...
Interesting.
I don't know if that's every lab coat, but it's certainly some lab coats.
But that's where they put the stethoscopes on Grey's Anatomy.
Again,
isn't that where you get all of your truthful medical information?
I recently went down a YouTube rabbit hole on this channel called Dr. Mike, and he watches different medical shows and comments on them, and Grey's Anatomy was one of his like least favorite ones.
Well, obviously.
What was his most favorite?
I think The Resident.
I've never even heard of that show. No. I walked into the room when you were watching the one on New Amsterdam, and he really liked that show, too.
Yeah.
What's New Amsterdam?
It's on Global.
It's another medical show, another one of them. Mm. As if we needed any more ER replicas.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, it sounds like you would do the separate pocket thing. Like, you would wear, like, underwear with pockets and put your pants over top.
Yes. Definitely. I think that sounds like a better system. Because then you don't have to take your things out of, just like Karen was saying, out of one pair of pants into the next one. You just...
That's just a purse.
Yeah,
a close to your body purse. It's just a fanny pack.
Yes, it's more of a fanny pack, and I'm fine with that.
Okay. Use a fanny pack.
The fanny pack is a... But the inner concealed fanny pack that you don't have to be...
You think that you could wear a fanny pack full of stuff under your pants?
Completely concealed.
And no one would make fun of you?
Well, first of all, we would all make fun of you, but we would know. And you probably think that other people wouldn't know, right?
They would just think I was like weird, like had like a weirdly shaped body.
I feel like you would miss the internal pocket. I feel like it's the same problem. Like you would reach your hand in and then you'd be fishing around. That would make you look weird.
Yeah, then you would be charged for molesting yourself in front of people while you're reaching in the front of your pants to try and find your interior pocket.
I don't see how it's any different than here. Any different than the pant pockets we have now.
Well, because you know, because once you're in there, you're in the pocket. In this case, you might not find the pocket with your hand, so you're like fishing around for it.
You'd get good at it.
So to recap, all of my pants have pockets, but some of those pants also have fake pockets.
Yeah. And fake pockets are hilarious and a really horrible thing to do to someone.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you leave the house and then have to go back because all your stuff is in the pants you wore the day before?
Never.
Never happened, ever.
Yeah, that happens to me every day. And the internal, the separate pocket garment would solve that.
Mm-hmm.
Or a purse.
But then I do frequently leave with things that I need to go back to the house to deliver back.
Darkies. Yeah, the problem with the purse is that you overcompensate for your lack of pockets, and then all of a sudden you're carrying your whole life around with you.
Small purse.
Yeah. Small purse is the solution there.
Naomi didn't answer that one. I'm not counting like leggings or...
Not counting leggings.
Like pajamas or anything like that.
I would still say probably 60% have pockets. I have a lot of like dress pants that don't have pockets.
That seems pretty low.
Yeah, it is low.
Yeah, so you need a purse all the time.
Yeah. But I also like there's very few pants pockets that I also would use. Like... Even if I am wearing a pair of jeans with pockets in them, I don't often use them for like my keys and wallet instead of a purse.
None of my pants pockets would replace a purse. Like I can't trust them to hold my wallet or keys or.
What do you mean you can't trust them? Do they have holes in them?
No, but they're too small. I would out.
Tiny pocket bag. Tiny tight pocket bag.
Yeah.
So even the pants that you do have, the pockets are too small to use for anything.
I will put my phone in a pocket.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that we've successfully covered a women's issue.